There was a bill on the governor's desk that would require New Jersey to be part of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. It's a 10-state program, so every state from Maine down to Maryland. The states got together and agreed to put a cap on power plant emissions, make the polluters pay for their pollution, and then take those payments and invest them in clean energy programs. New Jersey was part of the program for 3 years. Governor Christie pulled us out of the program at the end of 2011. And now, after a huge public outcry, the legislature passed a bill to put us back in the program, and that's the bill that the governor vetoed.
So with the veto of this regional greenhouse gas initiative, can you start the program again next year? What position does that put New Jersey with the other states now?
Well, yeah, as a result of the veto, we continue to not be part of the program. But, you know, certainly it's not a done deal. Environment New Jersey, together with NRDC, recently announced a lawsuit against the Christie administration, arguing that they didn't actually go through the proper public process in making this decision, which they didn't. So, you know, we have the lawsuit pending. We're also this fall going to go back to the legislature and urge them to override the governor's veto. And, you know, at this point, I think that's an uphill battle, but I think it's a realistic endeavor because over 60,000 New Jerseyans have weighed in and have sent public comments to the legislature in support of this program. And, you know, and there are few issues, environment or otherwise, where you see that level of public outcry. So, you know, we think we have a shot on both ends. And while we're out of the program right now because of what Governor Christie did, it's certainly not a done deal, and we're going to keep pushing forward to get back in the program.
Tell me about the specifics of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative that the state has just signed out of at the moment. How did the program work, and how successful was it?
The whole idea, the 10 northeastern states got together, and they said because there's not enough happening on climate legislation or clean air legislation at the federal level, we're going to do something about it regionally. So these states all got together, and they agreed to put a cap on carbon emissions from power plants, make those polluters pay for their emissions instead of just polluting into the air for free, and then, again, take those payments and invest them in clean energy programs that would both further reduce pollution but also help reduce energy demand. So in New Jersey and many other states, those payments went to promote solar programs. They went to make buildings more efficient for businesses and residents, all kinds of things that are both reducing pollution but also helping to lower energy costs for every consumer. There have been a number of independent analyses done of the program, and the results have been impressive across the board. They show that RGGI in every single state has reduced pollution. It's created significant numbers of jobs, and at the same time, it's reducing energy costs for consumers. And that's because you're investing energy dollars in the local economy and into efficiency programs that are driving down energy demand and thereby driving down the cost.
He's come across sometimes as an environmental governor. Why has he done this, do you think?
You know, unfortunately, the governor talks a big game about being an environmentalist, and he certainly talks a lot about promoting clean energy. But when you look at his record and when you, you know, when you really look at kind of what he's actually done, we've mostly seen rollbacks and broken promises from this governor. So, you know, for example, he just put out a proposal last week to cut the state's clean energy program in half. He also, during his tenure, has raided almost $700 million from clean energy programs that would promote solar, offshore wind, and more efficient buildings. He pulled us out of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, as I mentioned, and also has reduced the state's goals around clean energy almost at every level. So, you know, the governor, when he came into office, he said he was going to be the state's number one clean energy leader. And that's a direct quote from candidate Christie. But now Governor Christie is doing quite the opposite and just proposing rollback after rollback after rollback in most cases.